Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Post Acute Point of View podcast, our discussion hub for healthcare technology in the out-of-hospital space. Here, we talk about the latest news and views on trends and innovations that can impact the way post-acute care providers work. We'll also dive into how technology can make a difference in today's changing healthcare landscape for home and facility-based workers and the people they care for. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. My name is Nick Knowlton, and I am the Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at ResMed. We are very excited to have Wendy Adams, who is the SVP of Client Experience and Strategic Partnerships at Forcura, here to speak with us. We've really gotten to know the Forcura team through our relationship that goes back 6 or 7 years now, and we've been very impressed with the evolution of their solutions and network. We're very pleased to get some time to chat about the solutions they offer and the next steps in our relationship that will provide great benefit to both providers and patients alike. Let's get started. Wendy, let's begin with your origin story. I always love to hear how people got to where they are in their career and how they ended up at their current place of business. What led to your current position?
Yeah, so, you know, my background is not traditional healthcare. It's actually finance. But 10 years of my previous 16-year journey was in financial technology. So I worked for a startup in the fintech space for 10 years, and I remained at that organization for, like I said, 10 years, and I stayed through two acquisitions. And then around the 10-year mark with that organization, I decided it was time for a change. I really wanted to go back to a smaller organization where I felt like I could really make an impact. And I was very open to a different industry at that time as well. Long story short, I had contacts in my network that were at Forcura. And so I reached out to learn more about the organization. And it honestly turned out to be a great fit for me. I've been with Forcura now for over 7 years. I was new to healthcare, but not new to the technology industry. And now I've been so happy with the change that I made.
That's great. How about we give our audience a little bit more context on Forcura itself? What is Forcura and what are the main benefits that you provide?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the elevator pitch here is that Forcura is an enterprise workflow solution built to drive efficiency and care coordination. But what does that actually mean? And I think at the core, we set our customers up on the most streamlined intake and orders management workflows with the goal of maximizing efficiency. Part of the efficiency drivers that we support are really how we receive and transmit data across service lines and really ensure timely patient care. We do this with a variety of means. Yes, fax being one of those methods. Honestly, the industry, who knows if we'll ever move away from fax, but hopefully one day we will. So we do support fax, but we also support other various methods of digital transmission of data as well. And really the end result of the efficiency tools we support are minimized manual and duplicative workflows in our back office users. We essentially are helping agencies do more with less.
That's really exciting. I can definitely understand, given what you shared about your career arc, why you were excited to join the Forcura team and the value that you're providing them. In your role, I'd love to understand that you have a boots on the ground perspective of back office operations for over 900 post-acute care providers. No doubt you've made some big observations and have some insight. What are some trends that you're currently seeing in agency operations?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what we've seen in the last few years, I want to say that COVID really did accelerate these conversations, but we're seeing a lot of conversations around an interest in centralization, not just in the back office, but really in any area of the organization that an agency can centralize. They're really moving in that direction. And it is really providing a lot of efficiencies with that approach. We've also seen a trend in agencies wanting to invest in their staff. They want to encourage retention, and they're trying to constantly improve employee satisfaction. And then I think lastly, we're seeing agencies really want their current technology to do more. We're even seeing more interest in AI solutions. And I think that's a little interesting because I think AI, when it initially has become such a new found way of doing a lot of different things, whether that's in business or in our personal life, there's been a lot of hesitation around AI, but I do think that there are so many solutions out there that are really adding value and providing benefits that we're starting to see agencies open up a little bit and be more open to AI solutions and really breaking through that barrier of hesitation.
Very interesting. So agencies are wanting their current technology to do more. We're certainly familiar with that dynamic as well. But can you expand on that point and how Forcura is answering that demand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a great example of this is our referral management solution with Forcura IQ and Referral Summary. These tools will really help provide transparency to agencies early on in their patient onboarding processes. And Forcura IQ provides insights to that agency to make sure that they're accepting the right referrals and they're really coordinating the appropriate patient care for those referrals. Our referral summary is giving intake staff and clinicians the important information up front so that patients can be scheduled quickly. And the clinician also has a source for easy clinical insights going into their initial visit. And lastly, we have Forcura Circle, which is a different product that focuses really on simplifying care coordination through a rapidly growing physician network. And this solution really helps drive cash forward for the agency by giving physicians simple tools to sign orders, but ensure timely reimbursement for care.
Now, both of those topic areas are very interesting. Let's start with that referral summary. How are your clients putting the referral summary to use and what associated benefits are they seeing?
Yeah, so the exciting thing about referral summary is that the benefits and the use cases really are, you know, growing and expanding every day. The initial use case that we had in mind was to really help intake teams quickly identify critical missing referral documentation, which we know is a pain point for all of the agencies, while gaining visibility, you know, into important aspects of that intake decision process. But we're also hearing more about how agencies are using the clinical information to assist with billing and coding. And then the other biggest use case that we've seen is that clinicians are now given the ability to review clinical insights in a consolidated view without having to sit and read through an entire large referral packet before going into the patient home. So this really helps them be more prepared before they even enter the home.
Fantastic. You also mentioned physicians using the e-signature product. How do you overcome that common pushback about doctors not wanting to license yet another technology?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do get that question from clients all the time who are interested in this product. And I really believe that it's all about simplicity. Circle simplifies that process by giving the physician one access point to sign in and to sign their orders and interact with all the agencies that they work with in a single place. We're really meeting the physician where they're at. We are meeting them, whether that's on a mobile device or a desktop, whether that's during working hours or after working hours. We really are trying to provide flexibility and simplicity with our solution.
Very good. Really appreciate those summaries. Wendy, we know that care coordination works best when patient data is secure and the technology managing that data is easy to use. How does Forcura respond to those challenges?
Yeah, security really is. It's such a hot topic right now and has been for the last couple of years. We're really excited to say that we just earned our second year HITRUST certification, which, as you're aware, is not a small accomplishment. And also our referral management solution earned best in class for patient referral management and analytics this year. So we're in good company, knowing MatrixCare is also a multi-year best-in-class winner. Security and ease of use really is at the forefront of everything that we design here at Forcura and build and develop for our agency clients.
Wow, that is definitely impressive what you all have accomplished in the past couple of years here. Let's take it home for the audience. What's the user's experience when they license both MatrixCare and Forcura?
So we're giving our agency clients a seamless way to reduce manual data entry. We're trying to help them reduce duplication of efforts in their intake process and so that they can really quickly onboard those patients. Documentation is so important for the agencies. We're creating a clean and simple path to quickly move, you know, the data that's relevant and the documentation that's needed into the EHR for easier access and to accelerate billing.
Fantastic. Before we wrap up here, I'd love to know, what can the industry expect from your software in the year ahead?
Yeah, innovation really is the name of the game. And we love hearing from our agencies and working closely with them to understand the ever-evolving challenges that they're facing every day. And we like to dig in with them and really understand their challenges so we can help design simple solutions that give them more time in their day to do what they do best, which is taking care of patients. I do think you'll see us continue to leverage and evolve our use of AI in our tool set in the next year. And I also think additional investment in electronic methods of data transmission and interoperability will also be really prevalent in our roadmap. The frequency with which we're able to develop and release new products and features is something that we are really proud of here at Furcura. And we are really excited to work with a partner like Matrix Care to help bring the benefits of those products and features to life.
Wendy, thank you so much for that. I share your passion for interoperability and look forward to growing that through our partnership and relationship on behalf of the industry here. So I'd like to thank you very much for joining our Post-Acute Point of View podcast once again.
Thanks so much for having me, Nick. I really appreciate it. And we couldn't be more excited about the expansion of our partnership.
That concludes the latest episode of the Post-Acute Point of View podcast. We have a lot of guests and topics coming up that you won't want to miss, so be sure to subscribe. To learn more about Matrix Care and our solutions and services, visit matrixcare.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll see you next time.